I welcome everyone to Sri Radha Gopinath Temple. Today we are very blessed by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. By His mercy, He has sent one of His dearest, most confidential associates and servants, Srila Bhakti Charu Maharaj. His Holiness Srila Bhakti Charu Maharaj has performed such significant service to our sampradaya. He's translated practically all of Srila Prabhupada's books into Bengali language by Srila Prabhupada's instruction. He has preached, inspired, and enthused the hearts of devotees all over the world, and has very much inspired and preserved the integrity of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. We are very honored that he is here with us today. Let us welcome His Holiness Srila Bhakti Charu Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. I feel very happy to see so many of you here today. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted that Krishna consciousness movement would spread in every town and village all over the world. And when I see you all, I feel that that is happening. When Srila Prabhupada was on this planet, the response that Srila Prabhupada got was mostly from the Western world, from America and Europe and England. The response in India was not so noticeable. As a matter of fact, Srila Prabhupada used to lament that the Indians were not coming forward. Once Prabhupada lamented, saying that the Indians were not coming. He said that everyone is coming to take to Krishna consciousness. They're responding to my call, but the Indians are not coming. And then he said, I am one Indian, I spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. If all the Indians take up this responsibility, what will happen to this world? We can't even imagine. And Srila Prabhupada used to very much miss the Indian participation at that time. There were very few, actually, unfortunately, very few Indians joined ISKCON movement when Srila Prabhupada was present on the planet. And in a way I feel that because I had an Indian body, I received some very special mercy of Srila Prabhupada. My only qualification was that this body was born in India. And today I feel that you all, so many of you are coming forward, so many of you are so qualified, and Srila Prabhupada is so pleased to see you all. And his dream is, or his desire is being fulfilled by the wonderful preaching and by the wonderful example. set by a very wonderful disciple of Srila Prabhupada, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. I heard recently many of you went with Radhanath Maharaj to Jagannath Puri for the Rath Yatra festival, and that gave such a wonderful impression of our movement to the people who came to participate in Jagannath's chariot festival. So it's very wonderful to see that you all are coming forward, becoming involved and dedicating yourself. Mm-hmm. So please take up this mission of Srila Prabhupada for the benefit of the whole world. As Prabhupada said, like, if all the Indians take up this responsibility of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world, we can't even imagine what's going to happen to this world. So please, take this mission as it has been assigned by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh, amar aggay guru hoya taro ei desh. Whoever you see, spread Krishna consciousness. In my order, in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, become a guru and deliver the whole world. So that is the responsibility that all the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have. So I'm very happy to meet you. I'm very excited to see you all, and I'm very thrilled with this opportunity to be with you all this afternoon. So yesterday I was requested to sing one song, and I decided to sing it today. So that's a Hindi bhajan, Sundarwala Sachi Dulala, Naachat Shri Hari Kirtaname. Sundarwala, the beautiful little boy, Sachi Dulala, the son of Mother Sachi, Naachata Shri Hari Kirtaname. He is dancing in the Hari Kirtan, in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Bhale Chandana Tilaka Manohara Alke Shobhe Kapolaname. Bhale Chandana Tilak, on his forehead there's a beautiful tilak marked with chandan, sandalwood pest, and Alka Shobhe Kapolaname. On his forehead, his curly hair is very beautifully decorating his face, cascading his face with his curly hair. Shire Chura Darshivale. His hair has been tied up in a knot on top of his head. Banafula Mala Hiya Pardole. And a flower garland is swinging on his chest as he is dancing. Banafula Mala Hiya Paradole. Pahirana Pita Patambara Sobhe. He is wearing a patambar, a silk dhoti, pita, yellow colored silk dhoti. Pahirana Pita Patambara Sobhe Nupuru Runuchunu Charanome. And on his ankle, the ankle bells are ringing, making a very sweet tingling sound. Runuchunu, Runuchunu. Radha Krishna Ek Tanu Hai. Radha and Krishna have now become one, have appeared in one body. Radha and Krishna has become manifest in one personality, in one body. Nidhubana Majhe Vansi Vajaye. That Krishna who plays his flute in Nidhuvan, attracting all the gopis. Vishwarupa Ki Prabhuji Sahi. He is indeed the Lord of Vishwarup. Avata Prakatahi Nadiyame. Now he has manifested himself in Navadip Dham, Nadiya. And those who are following him, those who are surrounding him, koi gavat hai Radha Krishna naam. Some are singing the name of Radha Krishna. Koi gavat hai Hari Gunagan, and some are glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Hari. Mangalatan Mridanga Rasala. The beautiful and all auspicious tune of sweet raga and the vibrant sound of mridanga. Bajat hai koi rangana me. Very beautifully resounding all around. Sundar lala sachi dulala nachat shri hari kirtan me. Sundar lala sachi dulala nachat shri hari kirtan me. Sundar lala sachi dulala nachat shri hari kirtan me. Bhale chandana tilakamanohara bhale. Bhale chandana tilaka manohara.
Bhale chandana tilaka manohara.
Alaka shobhika polana me. Alaka shobhika polana me. Sundar lala sachi dulala nachat shri hari kirtan me. Sundar lala sachi dulala nachat shri hari kirtan me. Sire chura dar sivale sire. Sire chura dar sivale.
Sire chura dar sivale.
बन फूल माला हिया पर डोले, पहिरन पीत पटांबर शोभे, पहिरन पीत पटांबर शोभे, नूपुर रुनु झुनु चरणों में, नूपुर रुनु झुनु चरणों में, सुंदर वाला सति दुलारा नाच शशि हरि कीर्तन में, सुंदर लाला सति दुलारा नाच शशि हरि कीर्तन में, राधा कृष्ण एक तनु है, राधा राधा कृष्ण एक तनु है, मिधुवन माझे बंसी बजाए, मिधुवन माझे बंसी बजाए, विश्वरूप की प्रभु जी सही, विश्वरूप की प्रभु जी सही, आवत प्रकट ही नदिया में, आवत प्रकट ही नदिया में, सुंदर लाला सति दुलारा नाचत श्रीहरि कीर्तन में, सुंदर वाला सति दुलारा नाचत श्रीहरि कीर्तन में, कोई गावत है राधा कृष्ण नाम, कोई गावत है राधा कृष्ण नाम, कोई गावत है हरि गुणगान, कोई गावत है हरि गुणगान, मंगल तान मृदंग रसाला, मंगल तान मृदंग रसाला, बाजत है कोई रंगन में, बाजत है कोई रंगन में, सुंदर लाला सति दुलारा नाचत श्रीहरि कीर्तन में, सुंदर लाला सति दुलारा नाचत श्रीहरि कीर्तन में, भाले चंदन तिलक मनोहर भाले चंदन तिलक मनोहर भाले चंदन तिलक मनोहर भाले चंदन अलका शोभ कपोलन में अलका शोभ कपोलन में सुंदर लाला सखी दुलाला नाचत श्रीहरि कीर्तन में सुंदर वाला सखी दुलाला नाचत श्रीहरि कीर्तन में सुंदर वाला सखी दुलाला नाचत श्रीहरि कीर्तन में हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे हरे सुंदर वाला सची दुलाला नाचत श्री हरि कीर्तन में सुंदर वाला सची दुलाला नाचत श्री हरि कीर्तन
जय श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु की नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिशे नमः अनर्पित चरिं चिरात करुणयावतीर्ण कलौ समर्पयितुमुन्नत जलरसान् सा भक्तिश्रियाम् हरिपुरटसुन्दरदूती कदम्ब सन्दीपित सदा हृदयकन्दरे स्फुरतु वा सचिनन्दनः. राधा कृष्ण एक तनु है. श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज नॉट जस्ट कृष्णा. श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज राधा एंड कृष्णा कंबाइंड. राधा कृष्ण लादिनी शक्तिर अस्माद एकात मानवोपी भूवि पूरा देह भेदं गतौतौ चैतन्यखं प्रकट मधुना तद्वयं चैकमाप्तं राधा भावोद्युति सुबलितं नौमि कृष्ण स्वरूपम्. राधा एंड कृष्ण आर शक्ति एंड शक्तिमान. राधा इज द प्रणय विकृतिर लादिनी शक्ति. कृष्णस प्लेजर पोटेंसी लादिनी शक्ति इज पर्सनिफाइड एज श्रीमती राधा रानी. कृष्णा इज द सुप्रीम एंजॉयर एंड श्रीमती राधारानी प्रोवाइड्स फॉर ऑल ऑफ कृष्णस एंजॉयमेंट. कृष्णा इज द सुप्रीम एंजॉयर एंड ऑल ऑफ कृष्णस एंजॉयमेंट इज डिपेंडिंग अपॉन श्रीमती राधारानी, प्रोवाइडेड बाय श्रीमती राधारानी. So that is how, that is the relationship between the Shakti and Shaktiman, the relationship between the energy and the energetic. And Bhubi Pura Deho Bhedam Gatoto, Bhubi happened Pura in the past, Deho Bhedam. Although Shakti and Shaktiman, energy and energetic are one. The energy is within the energetic, but Bhubi Pura Deho Bhedam Gatoto, they separated in two different embodiments. They embodied in two different personalities, Radha and Krishna. But Chaitanya Khang Prakata Madhuna Taddayam Chaikamaptam. But now, these two personalities, Radha and Krishna, became one. Now, on the material plane, from the material perspective, we can never understand that. It's never possible. It's not possible in the material platform. Two persons in the material platform can never become one. But we have to understand that we are not dealing with material personalities. We are dealing with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Spiritual Personality and His potency. So they became one. Radha and Krishna became one. Krishna in his totality and Radharani in her totality became one, and that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha bhavadduti subalitam naumi Krishna swarupam. Krishna appeared with Radharani's bhav, Radharani's mood. What is the mood of Srimati Radharani? The ultimate epitome of love. Mahabhav Swarupini Radha Thakurani. Radharani is the personification of Mahabhav. And Duti, the complexion. What is the complexion of Srimati Radharani? Taptokanchana Gaurangi
Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. Radharani's complexion is Tapto Kanchana, like molten gold. Actually, it is not like molten gold. Actually, no material color or no material analogy can fit this complexion of Krishna, Srimati Radharani. Actually, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami described Kumkumakta Kanchanabjo Garbohari Gaurabha Pita Nanchi Tabjo Gandha Kirti Nindi Shaurabha. Kumkumakta Kanchanabjo. Kanchan means gold, and Kumkum is the red. Now, if Kumkum and Kanchan are mixed together, then the color that will be generated, that will be produced, that color feels totally embarrassed in front of Radharani's complexion. Garbhahari Gaurabha. The beautiful color of Kumkum, mixture of Kumkum and Kanchan becomes, its pride is defeated. Garbhahari Gaurabha. Garva means pride and Hari means stolen or defeated. So that is Srimati Radharani's complexion. And Krishna's complexion is Navaneera the Nindita Kanti Dharam. So Krishna is like, Krishna's complexion is like monsoon cloud. Krishna's complexion is dark, but that dark complexion has been covered over by the complexion of Srimati Radharani. So Krishna assumed the complexion of Srimati Radharani and the mood of Srimati Radharani. And that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Naomi Krishna Swarupam. This personality, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is none other than Krishna himself, along with Srimati Radharani. So that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu appeared with the mood of Srimati Radharani. What is the mood of Srimati Radharani? Mood of Srimati Radharani is Mahabhav. The Mahabhav. Maha means great and Bhav means transcendental emotion. The greatest transcendental emotion, the greatest love, that is displayed by Srimati Radharani. No one loves Krishna as Srimati Radharani does. Why Radharani is the greatest devotee? Because she is the greatest lover of Krishna. No one can reach that position. One may say, why not? We'll say, try it out. If you really want to compete with Radharani, then compete with Radharani with your love. But then as you develop your love for Krishna, then what you'll find? You'll find that your love for Srimati Radharani is actually increasing. And that is a Gauriya Vaishnava. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur described it in this way. He said, those who are devotees of Vishnu, they are Vaishnavas. Those who are devotees of Krishna, they are Karshnas. And those who are devotees of Srimati Radharani, they are Gauriyas. So we are Gauriyas. We are the devotees of Srimati Radharani. We are not the competitors of Srimati Radharani. We are the devotees of Srimati Radharani. And our goal is to become the maid servants of Srimati Radharani. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing, Dhamero Sharup Sphuribe Nayone Hoibo Radharo Dashi. When the day will come that the Swarup of the abode of Krishna will become manifest in front of my eyes, I'll be able to see Krishna's spiritual abode in the holy dham of Vrindavan and Navadvip. And Hoibo Radharo Dashi, I will become a maid servant of Srimati Radharani. That is our prayer. All we want is to become the maid servant of Srimati Radharani. That's why our business is always to bring Krishna to Radharani. And the Gauriya mood is, they don't want to hear about anybody else. Once Raghunath Das Goswami, who used to just eat, who used to just drink a cup full of, a leaf cup full of buttermilk once in 3 days. So his servant one day got some large cup. He thought that if he can make a cup of a large leaf, then he will force or he will compel Raghunath Das Goswami to drink more buttermilk. Because he used to take only in that leaf cup, from the leaf cup, whatever used to be brought in that leaf cup. So he brought some large palash leaf and made a cup out of that and gave that buttermilk in that cup to Raghunath Das Goswami, who used to drink just a little buttermilk once in 3 days. Like servants generally have a tendency to feed the master more, as much as they can. So Raghunath Das Goswami asked him, where did you get this palash leaf? And he said, I got it from Shakhisthali. Shakhisthali is the garden or the place of Chandravali. So as soon as Raghunath Das Goswami heard the name Shakhisthali, he just threw away that cup. Why? Because Chandravali Devi is Radharani's competitor. So Raghunath Das Goswami didn't want to have anything to do with, not only with her, but anything that is related to her. The tree that came from her garden, he didn't want to have anything to do with that. So this is the mood of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Radharo Dashi. A Gaudiya Vaishnav is a servant, maid servant of Srimati Radharani. And this is the wonderful gift that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. He came with the mood of Srimati Radharani. Jodi Gaura Nahuito, Vasudev Ghosh sang, Jodi Gaura Nahuito, Tobeki Hoito, Kamone Dhoritam De. If Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not come, then how I would have maintained my body? How would I have remained alive if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't come? Jodi Gaura na hoito, tobe ki hoito, kemone dhoritam de. Premo rasho shima, radharo mohima, jagote janato ke. If Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not come, then who would have broadcasted or who would have made the world aware of the glory of Srimati Radharani? Who is the Premo Rasho Shima? The mellow of love, the height of loving relationship with Krishna is Srimati Radharani. Now that love would not have been broadcasted around the world. People in this world wouldn't have known the glory of Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna if Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not come. Today we know about Radharani's love for Krishna, how Radharani is the greatest devotee, how Srimati Radharani is the greatest lover of Krishna. Why? Because of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we came before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
we wouldn't have any access to that. Consider Srimad Bhagavatam describing Radharani as in a very, 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 very secretly. Anaya Radhita Nunam Bhagavan Hari Rishagaha. Radharani's name hasn't been directly mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes has been described. Krishna's rasa dance with the gopis have been described by Srila Sukadeva Goswami, Srila Vasudev. And it also has been described that one gopi must be very, very special. Because Krishna was dancing with 16,000 gopis, one Krishna between two gopis. But there is one gopi that Krishna was dancing in the center, in the middle of the circle. And when that gopi became offended by Krishna, she left the Rasamandali, and then Krishna left all 16,000 gopis and went after her. So isn't that gopi very, very special? So who is this gopi? Anaya Radhita, one who is very expert, one who is the most expert in serving Krishna. One who is the greatest devotee of Krishna. So in this way, indirectly, Anaya Aradhita. So one who is very expert in Aradhana is Radha. So even Sukadeva Goswami presented Radharani in a very secretly. Hiding, not putting her identity directly, even not uttering her name directly. So how could anyone ever understood Srimati Radharani's position? But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with the mood of Srimati Radharani and broadcasted the glory of Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna. Anaya Radhita, Radharo Mohima Premo Rasho Shima Jagote Janatoke. Who could have made this world aware of this highest loving relationship between Krishna and Srimati Radharani? Madhuro Brinda Bipino Madhuri Probesho Chaturi Shar. The Vrinda Bipin, the Vrindavan forest, is the place of Krishna's pastimes with Srimati Radharani. But to enter in that forest is very, very difficult. It is impossible to enter in that forest of Vrindavan. Madhuro Brinda Bipino Madhuri Probesho Chaturi Shar Borojo Juboti Bhabero Bhakoti Shakoti Hoitokar. Who would have had the ability or strength to describe the loving relationship between Krishna and the cowherd damsels of Vrindavan? Borojo Juboti Bhabero Bhakoti Bhabero Bhakoti. The bhakti, the devotion of pure love and sentiment. The way they deal with Krishna is impossible for anyone to imitate. What to speak of imitate, even to understand is impossible. So when it is impossible for even to enter in that pastimes of Krishna, recognize the glory of that highest loving relationship, what to speak of broadcasting it or distributing it. In the same note, Srila Rupa Goswami is also pointing out Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's identity. Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Krishna Prem is very rare. It's very, very rare. So rare that even Brahma can't have it. Even Shiva can't have it. Brahmaro Durlabho Prem. This Prem is rare even for great exalted personalities like Lord Shiva and Brahma. even for Lakshmi Devi to receive this prem becomes very, very difficult. Now this prem, which is so rare, now this personality is distributing it to anyone and everyone. Who this personality then can be? Huh? Krishna prem, which is so rare, it is rare for even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. And now that Krishna prem is being distributed to anyone and everyone without any discrimination. So who is this personality? So he must be Krishna himself. Because who else can distribute it like that? And we can even go one step further and say it is not Krishna to give it. Therefore, only when Krishna comes in the mood of Srimati Radharani, he distributes it. And that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, distributed this Krishna consciousness in such a wonderful way. Madhura Brinda Bipino Madhuri Probesho Chaturi Shar Boroju Juboti Bhavero Bhakoti Shakuti Hoitokar Gao Gao Puno Gaurangero Guno Sharolo Koriya Mon Ebhavo Shagore Amono Dayal Na Dekhiye Akojan. Therefore, please sing the glory of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gao Gao Puno Gaurangero Guno Sharolo Koriya Mon, making your heart very simple. Give up all complexities, give up all crookedness, become simple hearted. No more calculations, no more consideration for loss and profit. Make your heart very simple and sing the glory of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gao Gao Puno Gaurangero Guno Sharolo Koriya Mon. Because ebhavo shagore amono dayal na dekhiye akojan. In this material, in this ocean of material nature, there is no one. I don't see anyone as magnanimous as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ebhavo shagore amono dayal na dekhiye akojan. Then Vasudev Ghosh is singing, Ami Gaurango Boliya Nagenu Goliya Kamone Dhorinu De. Uttering the name of Gauranga, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I did not melt. Ami Gaurango Boliya Nagenu Goliya Kamone Dhorinu De. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful. And if I was a normal personality, then my heart would have melted just by saying the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, saying Gauranga. And then he is lamenting, Basuro hiya pashano diya bidhi kamune goriyache. How did Bidhi, Lord Brahma, with what kind of stone he created the heart of Vasudev Ghosh, that his heart did not melt. Once in Akar, where one actually extends the song, Prabhupada is singing that Pashan hole gole jeto amar ridaye Pashan gollo nare. If my heart was made with Pashan, if my heart was made with stone, then it would have melted. But my stone-like heart did not melt. So that is how Vasudev Ghosh is lamenting, and that's how Srila Prabhupada also lamented. So this is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and distributed this Krishna Prem. But when he came, he distributed this Krishna Prem throughout the land of India. Anarpito charin chirat korunaya botirna kalo. What he never distributed before, he came to distribute. Krishna with the mood of Srimati Radharani. But he distributed only throughout the land of India. But he forecasted, he predicted,
পৃথিবীতে আছে যত নগরাদি গ্রাম, সর্বত্র প্রচার হইবে মোর নাম।
ইন এভরি টাউন এন্ড ভিলেজ অল ওভার দ্য ওয়ার্ল্ড দিস কৃষ্ণ নাম উইল স্প্রেড, দ্য হোলি নেম অফ হরে কৃষ্ণ মহামন্ত্র উইল স্প্রেড, ডিস্ট্রিবিউটিং কৃষ্ণ প্রেম। দিস হরে কৃষ্ণ মহামন্ত্র ইজ দ্য রিজার্ভোয়ার অফ কৃষ্ণ প্রেম। We chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Whoever chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra offenselessly will get Krishna Prem. Now, Mahaprabhu forecasted that that will be distributed throughout the world. Not only throughout the world, he specifically said in every town and village.
Prithibite ache joto nagor adi gram.
Now, it sounds impossible. How will it happen? In every town and village. Now, yes, it sounds impossible today that it will spread in every town and village. Similarly, it sounded impossible about 40, 50 years ago that it will spread in all over the world. Right? If 50 years back somebody told you that, you know, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra will be sung by the devotees from all over the world, the Americans, the Europeans, the Russians, the Chinese, the Africans, and everybody will be chanting Hare Krishna. Could you believe that, or could anybody believe that? But it happened. Did it happen? How did it happen? By Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's divine arrangement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent a very special personality, Srila Prabhupada. If Srila Prabhupada didn't come, would you all be sitting here today? What to speak of America and Europe and the other continents of this world? Even we wouldn't have been sitting here. Practically no one would have been here. What to speak of sitting here, wouldn't have been even have anything to do with Krishna consciousness. But it's by Sri Srila Prabhupada's mercy, it happened. And Srila Prabhupada did the framework, he spread this Krishna consciousness all over the world. But the details haven't been achieved as yet. In every town and village, hasn't happened as yet. But in order to make it happen, Srila Prabhupada created the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Srila Prabhupada put so much emphasis on this Krishna Consciousness movement through ISKCON, because it is through this society, through this institution, through this collective endeavors of his followers, that this Krishna Consciousness movement will spread in every town and village. Now, we may have, our doubting minds may doubt whether it will happen, but we can reason it in this way. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said it. Is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the Supreme Personality of Godhead? How many of you believe that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God? Please raise your hands. Then will God's words ever go in vain? Can it ever go in vain? No. When he said it will happen, it will happen. In every town and village. We can rest assured. It will happen. But how will it happen? It will happen through the divine arrangement that Srila Prabhupada has made. Actually, we can look at it this way, that Prabhupada knew that it is not going to happen in his lifetime. That every town and village, it won't happen within a short span of few years. It will take a long time. Therefore, although Srila Prabhupada spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, he created this society of International Society for Krishna Consciousness to continue to spread Krishna consciousness internationally. Mm. Now we can also probe into this point a little more deeply. To make something like this happen, to make Krishna consciousness spread all over the world, do we need an institution? An institution means a structure. If we just keep on haphazardly doing our little bit of preaching, will it happen? No. It needs a structured effort. And that's why we find that Bhaktivinod Thakur, while he was making the blueprint of how Krishna consciousness movement would spread, actually Bhaktivinod Thakur was the personality who started this movement. And he gave the structure of Namhat. And he explained that how through this structure Krishna consciousness will spread. Then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the able successor of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he created Gaudiya Math according to the blueprint of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Thakur's Namhat. What Bhakti Vinod Thakur's Namhat is Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's Gaudiya Math. Gave a structure, because he was confident that it is one, we need a structure to effectively spread Krishna consciousness. Because the personality will come and stay only for so many years. Then when he goes, then what will happen? If there is no structure, it will fall apart. His mission will fall apart. And we saw in Gaudiya Math, that's what happened. After Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disappearance, since they did, most of his followers did not recognize the importance of this structure as an institution, like it fell apart. And they maintained their spiritual life, their preaching and everything. But that dynamism that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur injected is lost. And then Srila Prabhupada came and he gave the structure of ISKCON. So in that similar note we can say, Bhakti Vinod Thakur's Namhat became manifest in Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's Gaudiya Math, and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's Gaudiya Math has become manifest in Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON. Now if we consider that ISKCON is going to break again, ISKCON is going to fall apart just as other organizations have in the past, then we have to consider that someone as powerful and as exalted as Srila Prabhupada has to come and create another society which is better than ISKCON. Will that happen? I will say no. Prabhupada is the last word. Last personality to give that the dynamism, create a dynamic society as ISKCON. And also other things also we can consider, that in order to establish that society, it has to be founded on the scriptures. Books are the basis. So it has to be founded on the teachings of that personality. Now we see Prabhupada has done that, and there is no room for anybody else to come and do that. He translated Chaitanya Charitamrita, he translated Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So the books Prabhupada has translated, on which that institution will be established. These are the three most important scriptures. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. So if somebody has to come in the future and create a society better than ISKCON, because ISKCON fell apart, has to found that in society on the books, on whose books he'll found it. Prabhupada has already done it. Right? So So in that respect also we can see that ISKCON is the final word and the final name in the institution that is going to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Therefore, to become effectively engaged in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement, our first and foremost responsibility is to become loyal to Srila Prabhupada. We should be sold out to Srila Prabhupada. No matter how big the allurement is, even though the allurement may appear to be Krishna conscious, if it is taking us, if it is going to take us away from Krishna, Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON, we say, well, I am not going for you. We can even close our eyes and say, it is Maya. So that is the future of Krishna consciousness. If we want to see that Krishna consciousness movement is going to spread all over the world in every town and village, if we want to become an effective instrument in that mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if we want to be an active participant in that mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then all we have to do is just remain in ISKCON with complete loyalty to Srila Prabhupada and his loyal followers. Then Mahaprabhu will use us as an instrument in his Sankirtan movement, which will spread in every town and village. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Now? Okay, Raghunath Maharaj requested me to sing that song I just recited, Jodi Gaur Na Hoito, Vasudev Goswami. Jodi Gaur Na Hoito, Tabe Ki Hoito, কেমনে ধরিতাম দে যদি গৌর না হইত তবে কি হইত কেমনে ধরিতাম দে রাধার মহিমা প্রেম রস সীমা জগতে জানা তোকে রাধার মহিমা প্রেম রস সীমা জগতে জানা তোকে মধুর বৃন্দা বিপিন মাধুরী প্রবেশ চাতুরিষা মধুর বৃন্দা বিপিন মাধুরী প্রবেশ চাতুরিষা বড় যো যুবতী ভাবের ভকতি সকতি হইত কা বড় যো যুবতী ভাবের ভকতি সকতি হইত যদি গৌর না হইত তবে কি হইত কেমনে ধরিতাম রে যদি গৌর না হইত তবে কি হইত কেমনে ধরিতাম রে গাও গাও পুন গৌরাঙ্গের গুণ সরল করিয়াম গাও গাও পুন গৌরাঙ্গের গুণ সরল করিয়াম এ ভব সাগরে এমন দয়াল না দেখিয়ে এক এ ভব সাগরে এমন দয়াল না দেখিয়ে এক যদি গৌর না হইত তবে কি হইত কেমনে ধরিতাম রে যদি গৌর না হইত তবে কি হইত কেমনে ধরিতাম রে আমি গৌরাঙ্গ বলিয়া নাগেনু গলিয়া কেমনে ধরিনু রে আমি গৌরাঙ্গ বলিয়া নাগেনু গলিয়া কেমনে ধরিনু রে বাসুরহিয়া পাষাণ দিয়া কেমনে গড়িয়াছে বাসুরহিয়া পাষাণ দিয়া কেমনে গড়িয়াছে যদি গৌর না হইত তবে কি হইত কেমনে ধরিতাম রে যদি গৌর
পুরো না হইত তবে কি হইত কেমনে ধরিতাম রে। হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে। হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে। হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে। যদি গৌর না হইত তবে কি হইত কেমনে ধরিতাম রে। যদি গৌর না হইত তবে কি হইত কেমনে ধরিতাম রে।
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. I'm your servant, Maharaj.
His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj has presented an eloquent explanation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's true identity and the nature of his mercy, and how Srila Prabhupada was so dearly empowered by Lord Chaitanya to carry out the unique mission of spreading his love throughout the world. One time, Srila Prabhupada was taking a morning walk. In fact, I happened to be on one such walk. It was in New York City. The devotees took Srila Prabhupada to a park. It was winter at the time. There were many lakes and ponds in that park. Srila Prabhupada would walk, and the devotees there would be about 20 devotees allowed to come on the walks with him. They were gathered around him, very much eager to hear any words he would share. So he was speaking and preaching in so many ways. Whenever we came to a small lake or pond in that park, Prabhupada would walk right up to the water, which was covered by a sheet of ice due to the cold. Very attentively, with immense concentration, he would take his cane and poke the ice until it broke. Then we walked on, came to another lake or pond. Prabhupada was talking so many things. Then he would take his cane and break the ice. He did this perhaps 10 times in 10 different bodies of water. And everyone was wondering, why is Prabhupada so attentively breaking the ice of these little ponds? In my own heart, I was thinking like this. For the past 30 years, I've been thinking like this. But no one on this morning walk had the courage to ask Srila Prabhupada, why do you keep breaking ice? However, recently, there was a wonderful festival, Rath Yatra in New York City. Devotees from all over the world come to celebrate a Rath Yatra that Srila Prabhupada considered so very, very important. Because when he came to New York City from Jaladuta, cargo ship, he lived in the ghetto of Bowery. No followers, no supporters, no friends, no one to help him. He was old, had just endured several heart attacks. It seemed hopeless that at his age, with the lack of facility and support he had, that he could possibly fulfill his Guru Maharaj's instruction to spread Lord Chaitanya's teachings of divine love throughout the entire world in the English language. We know the story that Srila Prabhupada at one time met a half-crazy person who was interested in the philosophy and offered him to live in his studio apartment in a high building in New York. And Prabhupada was so thrilled that now we actually have a center, the first center of Gaudiya Vaishnavism in America. He wrote to his godbrothers, now we actually have a center. Well, one day that person, under the influence of an intoxicating hallucinogenic drug called LSD, became so crazy that he thought Prabhupada stole his soap and threatened to kill Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada left and he was on the street with nothing and no one. And a few people that would meet him at different cafes and street-side restaurants that he would preach at, they were sympathetic, so they helped by finding one very small storefront on 2nd Avenue. He said, we can pay the first rent, a month's rent, but after that, we don't know if we can help you anymore. That was in 1966. Exactly 10 years later, in 1976, there were thousands of devotees who had surrendered their lives to Srila Prabhupada. There were tens and millions of books translated all over the world, that had been distributed. And in the most important street, Fifth Avenue, of the most important city in the Western world, New York, there were the three chariots of Baladev, Subhadra, and Jagannath. The New York Police Department closed the street of Fifth Avenue for the exclusive glorification of Lord Jagannath. Thousands of devotees loudly chanting the holy names, playing mridangas, karachals. Srila Prabhupada was riding on the chariot of Subhadra Devi. What a great victory. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would often say that the motto of the Gaudiya Math is Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Let there be victory to the congregational chanting of the holy names. This festival of Ratha Yatra in New York City on Fifth Avenue has taken place every year since then. It's a very emotional experience for devotees who witness the struggle of Srila Prabhupada establishing this international society for Krishna consciousness. And every year, the day after Ratha Yatra, on Sunday, there is a festival at Tompkins Square Park and then at 26 Second Avenue. Actually, Srila Prabhupada, when he really had no one to help him except hardly one or two people who were very untrained and uncultured in bhakti, they would go to Tompkins Square Park and Prabhupada would just sit. He didn't even have kartals. He didn't even have a mridanga. He just had a little Western drum called a bongo that somebody donated. And Prabhupada would play that little drum and chant Hare Krishna. And people would come and chant with him. Sometimes educated people, sometimes prostitutes, drug addicts, drunkards, hippies, working class. They would gather around and see this very transcendental person just sitting on the ground under a tree chanting Hare Krishna. And then Prabhupada would get up and explain the teachings of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and our sampradaya. He would speak under different trees, just like the six Goswamis would sleep under different trees every night. Prabhupada would preach under different trees in New York City. But there's one particular tree that Srila Prabhupada often preached under. And there happened to be a very famous newspaper article with Srila Prabhupada standing under that tree giving a lecture on the holy name. So devotees from all over the world came together to sit under that tree in Tompkins Square Park, remembering Srila Prabhupada. And one particular devotee told a story that answered my curious question of 30 years. Shall I tell? He explained how in Europe it was winter and Srila Prabhupada was taking morning walk with about 20 devotees or so. They went to a very beautiful park. And Prabhupada was walking, sometimes speaking, sometimes chanting japa. But whenever he saw a pond or a lake of water, and there were many in this park, he would walk right up to the water and very deliberately, with concentration, he would take his cane and break the ice. Then they walked on, and Prabhupada was leading the walking. They came to another small pond of water, and Prabhupada broke the ice about a dozen times. One, fearless, and it may be interpreted, foolish devotee, very loudly inquired from Srila Prabhupada, "Srila Prabhupada, why do you break the ice every time you come to a pond of water?" Srila Prabhupada, in his compassionate mood of love, answered his question. He said that the nature of every living being is to love Krishna. The nature of the heart that loves Krishna is it is very soft like liquid. But due to the influence of illusion, the soft heart has become hard and cold like ice. It is my mission to break that illusion. Srila Prabhupada ki. Vasudev Ghosh is praying. Even though I chant the holy name of Lord Gauranga, somehow I still have not melted in ecstasy. How then have I maintained the burden of this body? How has the Creator fashioned this body with a stone in place of Vasu Ghosh's heart? The cane in which Srila Prabhupada used to break the icy illusion that is the source of all suffering and confusion in this world was the holy name of Krishna. Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranyata. In this age of Kali, there is no other way, no other way, no other way, except the chanting of Harinam. It was in Tompkins Square Park. It was in Hippie Hill of Golden Gate Park in San Francisco. It was in Cross Maidan of Bombay that Srila Prabhupada transformed people's hearts by convincing them of the absolute urgency of taking shelter of Krishna's holy name. Because Krishna is absolutely non-different than his name. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is a murti of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath in the form of transcendental sound. And our great acharyas taught that it is only by offenselessly chanting the holy names that this cold, hard, icy heart will melt. Anandam buddhivaradhanam pratipadam punamritasvadam. And then the liquid ras of divine love will again be realized within our own hearts. Srila Prabhupada, through his books, through his lectures, through his life, wanted to teach us the necessity of having complete faith in the holy names of Krishna. And complete faith in the association of devotees who embody the principle of faith in the holy name of Krishna. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote many letters to his disciples, emphasizing the need of having complete faith that it is only through Harinam that we can melt this stone-like heart. In this age of Kali Yuga, if we sincerely chant, gradually we will realize how Krishna is not different than his name. Through the name of Krishna, we gradually realize and have direct experience and realization of the form of Krishna. Then the qualities of Krishna, attributes of Krishna, we realize our identity as an associate of Krishna. And gradually, through the chanting of the holy name, the name reveals the eternal pastimes of Krishna in the spiritual world. And factually, until our chanting is offensive, the purpose of reading the holy scriptures, the purpose of serving the Vaishnavas, is ultimately to prepare our consciousness in such a way that with great faith we can offenselessly chant the holy names. In order to develop that pure enthusiasm for chanting, it is essential that we must associate with devotees, especially sincere devotees striving for perfection. And it is essential that we serve these devotees. And we must regularly hear the glories of the Lord from authorized sources. This lifestyle, based on the highest principles of spiritual morality, the spirit of servant of the servant of the servant, will attract Krishna to be pleased to reveal himself through the holy names. Therefore, we take a vow to chant our japa with enthusiasm. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained to one devotee who was complaining that as I'm chanting, so many other thoughts come to my mind and it's distract its attention away from Krishna in his name. It's very discouraging. Do any of you have this problem? If so, listen carefully to Srila Saraswati Thakur's instruction. He said that we can gradually conquer the inattentiveness of the mind, which is distracted by the temporary illusions of this world, by chanting our japa and kirtan with great enthusiasm. One time a devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, what if I don't have enthusiasm? He said, then you're dead, you're animal. Enthusiasm is in your heart. The question is whether you use it or not. It is the gesture of our free will to please Krishna, to be enthusiastic when we're worshiping him. And the altar of our heart, through the chanting of the holy names. So we must be enthusiastic. And then he explained that when you're chanting japa, fingering your tulsi beads. You should be praying in a mood for the mercy of the Lord. And as you're fingering your beads, you should be thinking that you are directly touching the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the form of tulsi. And you must live by the principle, Trinadapi Sulichena, Tadorapi Sahishnana, Amani Namanadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Do not be deluded by the hog stool in the form of prestige of this material world. Hogs eat stool. That's their favorite preparation. And then when they pass stool, it's just stool that's further been concentrated into a further stage of stool. Therefore, it's considered abominable. It's perhaps the most abominable ingredient that we can think of. In fact, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he didn't use the word hog stool, he used boar stool. Because at least hogs are domestic. But boars are wild, uncivilized hogs. They're even the lowest caste amongst hogs. So the desire for pratishta, prestige, adoration, glorification, the desire to feel oneself very important and make sure everybody else understands this truth is compared to the stool of a boar. It's abominable. But yet, birth after birth after birth, to taste the juices of this boar stool, we have given up our eternal loving relationship with Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. And that's not so amazing. What's more amazing is we're still doing it. We have the association of devotees. We have Krishna's prasad, which you're all waiting for. We have sadhu sangam, harinam, Srimad Bhagavatam, the beautiful murtis of the Lord. But still, we're making aparads. We're competing with others because of our addiction to this boar stool. Therefore, this verse is of prime importance. Be humble like the straw in the street, tolerant like a tree. When adversity comes into our life, we should welcome as it an opportunity to become purified. We should be students of bhakti at every moment. And we should try to really understand what Krishna is trying to teach us at every moment to help us deepen our humility and devotion. And ultimately, our urgency to take utter shelter of the mercy of Guru Vaishnavas and Krishna in His name. Amani Namanandena. We should offer all respect and honors to other, and we should not look forward to it coming for ourselves. In this state of consciousness, without offense, we could chant the holy names. Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Srila Prabhupada, in a material sense, he appeared to be an old man who required a cane of wood for him to walk forward. Actually, the real cane that supported Srila Prabhupada in his traveling around the world 13 times was the cane of his complete faith, that by simply chanting Hare Krishna properly, anyone and everyone will get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by that mercy, anyone and everyone can get that most priceless treasure that is prayed for by Brahma, Vishnu, and even Lakshmi herself, as Maharaj has explained. Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Paradayat. Rupa Goswami revealed the essence of Mahaprabhu's mission, to give love of God through Harinam Sankirtan. And therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as Maharaj explained, he organized the seed of world preaching through what he called Nam Hatha, the marketplace of the holy names. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur emulated the essence of that principle and created Gaudiya Math, in which he declared again and again and again, the banner of the Gaudiya Math is this verse, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Let there be all victory to the chanting of the holy names. And as His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj explained, Prabhupada took that essence and established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And he called it the Hare Krishna Movement. The basis of this movement, Prabhupada explained, is to learn the science of chanting Harinam. So everything can be revealed in its pure, true form through the holy name alone in this age of Kali. Therefore, His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, taught us everything perfectly, according to the authority of our parampara. He taught us the perfect science of how to chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Be enthusiastic. Serve the Vaishnavas. Be eager to hear the message of Vasudeva. Remain faithful to the dust of the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and chant Hare Krishna. And then we will understand the sweet mood of Vasu Ghosh. If Lord Gaura had not appeared as the Yuga Avatar in the age of Kali, then what would have become of us? How could we have tolerated living? Who in this universe would have ever learned about the topmost limits of loving mellows that comprise the glory of Sri Radha? It is Srila Prabhupada's most earnest and loving appeal to each of us to assist him in his mission of breaking the ice in the pond of the heart of every living being, in every town and village, by inspiring them through our example on how to live together with great faith in the chanting of the holy name. We have a very special associate of Srila Prabhupada who has so kindly come . Haridas Prabhu was very, very dear to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada loved him like a very dear son. We're so very grateful for his friendship and his kindness. Please welcome him to Sri Radha Gopinath. Haridas Prabhu is broadcasting the glories of Srila Prabhupada's mercy, Lord Chaitanya's mercy, literally to practically every town and village in the world. Do you know there was a scientific study done, and a statistic came from that study? That whenever international TV comes into a country, within a matter of 1 or 2 years, the murder rate of that country increases 15 times. This is statistic of how grossly contaminated television is and how it's polluting nations all over the world. I'm amazed. I've taken trains and driven by these very dilapidated ghetto areas where people are living in these little shacks made out of flattened out vanaspati cans or some straw and bamboo. But yet there's satellite dishes on their roofs. They have practically no utensils in the house except a couple of pots, a spoon, and a television. So this television is really the way that Maya is spreading her influence and keeping the world her captive audience. However, Haridas Prabhu and, of course, Srila Bhakti Charu Maharaj through his Abhay Charan television series, these two personalities especially that are with us today, they are, as Prabhupada explained, taking a thorn to take out a thorn. When you're in the forest and a thorn is in your foot, there's no Bhaktivedanta hospital in the forest. But you don't need it. You just find another thorn, just like the first thorn, and use that to remove. So similarly, we could use the technologies of the West to broadcast the holy name and thus counteract the effect of that very technology. Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj has glorified Srila Prabhupada's life practically every continent of the world on television to millions, millions, millions of people. And Haridas Thakur, Haridas Prabhu, he has this wonderful series where he has sincere, humble, and learned devotees preaching to an audience that covers an area where there's over 1 billion potential viewers. I remember a couple years ago we went to Nasik and we were at this where the confluence of the Kapila and Godavari rivers flow. It's a place called Tapovan, very secluded place. And there's one Babaji sitting under a tree, and he happened to see Gauranga Prabhu. And he said, "Oh, I have seen him on TV." This is the glory of Haridas Prabhu's service. We would like to request you, Haridas Prabhu, to please enlighten us with your
publicity of this. Every time I meet Radhanath Swami or Bhakti Jaro Maharaj or any of my rather dear God brothers or senior God brothers or advanced God brothers, they really make me realize some of the presents. Real identification. So my today's present identification is the stool of the board. And make me realize, today I'm really going through that stage, you know, intoxicated of the fame and fortune. So that's the stool of the board. So thank you very much, Maharaj, to remind me my real identification today, present identification, but I'll try to come down. Sir, can I get down to the business? Yes, Maharaj? Okay, thank you very much, you all, last week, when I came and announced for the release, and you have responded with the, in my email ID, it was good, nice. But now, last time I tried to make some publicity stunt, but this time I'm not making a publicity stunt. Satellite allowed us to camping for the TRP to increase our popularity. So we request all of you, those who are actually watching the Atma and the Star Plus, and give your real opinion. So we'll be distributing this postcard. Don't get offended if I distribute postcard. It's not that you cannot buy that, but you just don't have enough time to go to post office and buy 50 pairs of post office, postcard and write and post it. So it's handy. And please write your honest opinion. Okay, this kind of camping is allowed by the satellite, that we can camping to write your opinion to the satellite. So there'll be address called Atma Star Plus Star TV Maror Naka Mumbai. The simple address. Then you write your address from. Then you write the message, genuine message. And you still keep on writing on my email the critics, the criticize, because that's helped me to improve my shows the next schedule. So these cards will be available with Gopinath and Ashok Mann and Dr. Mann and Mr. Mann. Sorry, Dr. Anand and Mr. Anand and Gorango. So this is not a stunt. This is a genuinely... you're writing a letter to the Star Plus, by which we get a little extra TRP, which we have now. So we're going to make it. So this, you are watching Atma, you are seeing, but you're also allowed to write your opinion. And we'll be organizing and hand over this postcard to all of you, and you can collect from them and write your honest opinion. Thank you very much.